Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And I'm John DeMasi. Seth Grossman, Cecily Tynan must listen to you, you know? I mean, she gets on the other night. She says, well, if you would have had solar energy, you would have saved a lot of money this week on your electricity. Have you had a conversation with her, Seth?
Oh, I didn't realize I was on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. Yes. Hello.
All right. Well, I guess the first topic with the solar energy, you save money if you had solar energy in the sense that you have windows facing the south, and if the sunlight was streaming into your house, it would warm your house a little bit. But most of that cold weather we had, it was cloudy. The sun didn't do you any good. So if you didn't have, you know, good old fossil fuels, you would have been freezing. In fact, we had such climate change getting colder. I don't know about you, but I had mice all over my office. And then I went to the hardware store. It turns out that you know, they were almost selling out of mousetraps.
Yeah.
Because all the mice were so cold, they were coming indoors. But that's something else. The fact that, again, but there are no headlines that sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold.
Right,
when it's
hot,
they say it's caused by global warming. When it's cold, it's not even in the news. And if it is in the news, they say, oh, it was a polar vortex. What really bothers me, though, is that your teachers, your physics teachers, your science teachers in high school, they know that this green energy doesn't work. They know that... you know, that in order to power New Jersey, you'd have to tear down the entire, you know, pine lands to cover it wall to wall with wind turbines. And even then, if the wind stops blowing, you still need the backup fuels to burn fossil fuel anyway. So it's absolutely useless. It's a total fraud. And the biggest thing about green energy that they never mention, they say, oh, well, we're all going to have electric cars now. Well, how is that green?
Yeah.
Because one of the first things they teach you in physics is when you change energy from one form to another, you lose energy. So if you think electric cars are a great idea, why don't they do this in the high schools and colleges? Why don't they set up generators and have a gasoline-powered generator and then use your gasoline-powered generator to power an electric car? And see how many miles to the gallon you get doing it that way.
Yeah.
But they will never do that.
No.
They will never do actual science experiments to teach people real science. They're just getting us to do this stuff based on pure ignorance, and it's scary. But before I wander off, let me just mention that libertyandprosperity.com, we're meeting today. We're having our business meeting a week early because I plan to visit my grandchildren for the Passover holiday. So we're having it early to pay our bills. And what we're really looking for, if you haven't paid your Liberty and Prosperity $30 yet, please pay because we need that money to keep going. We started podcasts now. People have been saying such wonderful things about our conversation Saturday mornings that they want us to post the recordings on our website, which we're doing now.
Right.
So people, if they miss the show and they miss your podcast, they could go to our libertyandprosperity.com site. But we really need volunteers to take our content and share it with their friends on Facebook, Twitter, and social media and comments because we, Liberty and Prosperity, were blocked. So that's our pitch for libertyandprosperity.com.
Okay, real quick, Kevin had asked me to ask you, and you were so gracious to respond, because he wanted to know, and you're the guy who can define it for us, what does it mean when people say they're woke? So can you give us a brief dissertation on what it means to be woke?
Well, I'll could give a dissertation how brief it will be because it really ties in to Chris Rock and Will Smith and everything else. Basically, woke was a term in what you call ghetto slang from about 20 or 30 years ago. You can call it gangster slang, gutter slang, street smarts slang. But within the ghetto, it was the idea that it's a horrible world out there. If you're smart, you can get along. So it's not love thy neighbor as yourself. It's kill or rob or cheat your neighbor before he kills or cheats you. Very ugly culture, very violent culture. Don't go to school. I used to think that if you wanted to succeed, you go to school and you learn a trade and you get married and you do everything right. But no. That's not how the real world works. The real world works is you got to hustle, you got to steal, you got to do drugs, you got to kill somebody, you got to have a gun. A very, very destructive culture. So that was the woke world. And this we're talking about 20 years ago. And it's all in this was put into this song by Erykah Badu called Master Teacher. Even if your baby ain't got no money to support your baby, I stay woke. Even when the preacher tell you some lies and cheating on your mommy, you stay woke. I stay woke. I actually tried to get Chris to play that song, but he told me there was so much profanity in it he couldn't put it on the air.
Right.
But,
yeah. Yeah. He told me that too. Yeah.
But that's culture, and it also comes down to Cardi B's song WAP. How do you succeed? That song is so gross and so crude, you have to say WAP because you can't even say the name of the song.
Right.
And I never even knew about it until my daughter was horrified that it was on a mix that her toddlers were listening to. So it's that ugly culture. So it's like if you're woke, you know how the real world works. And what happened is in about 2014, 2016, when you had your Trayvon Martins, when you had your Ferguson riots, then it became like a Black Lives Matter thing. Like, once again, we doesn't make any sense to go to school, doesn't make sense to get married. The white man's never going to let you get anything. So if you want to succeed, you got to get out in the streets, you got to loot, you got to rob, you got to kill. A very, very ugly subculture. Now, what has happened is, and by the way, Thomas Sowell, or rather, had a whole book called Black Redneck Culture, in which he talked about in the South, you had this violent culture where if somebody looked at you the wrong way, you'd have to kill him to preserve your honor. You didn't get married. You messed around with other people's women. You did all this horrible stuff. He said that white redneck culture held Southerners back for 100 years. And he said what happened was that Black Americans, many, picked up that horrible subculture, and that subculture was holding Blacks back. But instead of intellectuals and Black leaders fighting that evil culture, that so-called woke culture, they embraced it and they glorified it. And I remember being disgusted by that when Warren Beatty did a movie called Bulwark back in the 1990s. Glorifying that culture. So that's the woke culture that basically woke means I'm awake. I used to think America was a good country. I used to think America was a place where if you worked hard and saved your money, you could succeed. But now I'm woke. Now I know if you want to get something, you have to have power. You have to have votes. You have to force the man to give you what you want. And there's no discipline. There's no responsibility. It's just an evil, evil culture. And yet Hollywood is glorifying it, and they're teaching this. They're teaching this as diversity, that you have to, that if somebody is failing, God forbid, it's not that person's fault. There's nothing he or she can do about it. It's because the system is responsible. And by the way, that is spilling over and messing up the rest of the country. So what started out as this woke soap culture in a Black community is now making everybody woke from Disney on down, where if there's something wrong, it's somebody else's fault.
Right.
And we talk about that a lot. And it really, when you talk about the tragedy dealing with drug abuse, it is really, in my opinion, causing a lot of that drug abuse, just like socialism caused vodka abuse and alcoholism in the communist Russia in the 1950s and 60s. Because if you tell somebody, you mean nothing, you can't succeed, if you work hard, you will get nowhere, if you fail, we'll take care of you, you have no responsibility for anything, that is an invitation for people to want to escape any way they can, and many people use chemicals to escape. And just in my law practice, I just ran into some very tragic situations where you had bright young men who studied hard and they mastered their profession and they mastered their academics, but they couldn't get hired, they couldn't get into school because the schools and the jobs are looking for, quote, diversity, unquote.
Yeah.
And because
yeah.
they didn't meet those characteristics, they were denied opportunities they had worked their entire lives to prepare for. And now that door is slammed in their face. And now some of them are having escaping with drug problems and alcohol problems. So it's just a horrible infection. But again, woke is really woke to a false sense of ideas. The idea that, again, that the American dream is a farce, that you know, any of our traditional values, our Ten Commandments, don't be jealous, don't steal, don't lie, our traditional values, love thy neighbor as thyself, they're worthless. Instead, you have to just rely on your power, the gun, the vote, anything that controls other people. So if there's something wrong in your life, it's okay for you to just take it from them. Very, very anti-American, very horrible, but that's what it means to be woke these days. And that's why we have to do everything we can to fight back. And we're not doing it.
Not
doing it.
Well, that's why we have liberty and prosperity.
Yes, but we need a lot of help.
That's
And I just want to have one final point before I forget. Like a typical example is what's going on our border, where basically millions of people from other countries who don't share our values, who think that they are poor because America is rich. They're not coming here to live the American dream. They're coming to America because they think, and they've been taught since childhood, that America is rich because our capitalism and our colonialism and our whatever, our racism, caused their countries to be poor. So they're coming to America to get what's theirs. And they're taking over our country. In Minnesota, they're outvoting, you know, people in Minnesota, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia. So it's really a voting invasion that the Democrats are doing because they are teaching, I guess, Democrats that people like me and you are more dangerous to America than people who come in that will reliably vote Democrat for a while. And there's no sense of invasion. I mean, look how our cities, compare our cities today with what they were when we grew up, you know, 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
Our cities have been destroyed just as much as Mariupol has been destroyed by the Russians in the Ukraine.
Right.
It's not safe to walk there. The stores are burnt out. You don't feel safe there. And why? Why did this happen? Who is driving this? And then you have to ask yourself, well, people who want to destroy our country because they think they're going to get power that way, or they think they're going to get money that way, or they've been brainwashed to feel so guilty that America is such an evil place. So we got to fight back, and we're running out of time. So that's libertyandprosperity.com. And I guess we have to be woke, or we have to be awake to the real danger that is happening to our country. So those are the thoughts for this morning. Thank you very much for letting me vent a little bit.
No problem. Thanks for answering some questions. Seth Grossman, libertyandprosperity.com is the website. The meeting starts at 9:30 this morning. Sal's Coal Fire Pizza on New Road in Summers Point. Good organization, worth your time and worth joining. libertyandprosperity.com. Talk with a Purpose is the show. Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And I'm John DeMasi.